Hi, I'm Andrew.
And I am Minna. We're the Foolish Couple.
Recently, we heard quite a few of our friends talk about the power of attraction, sometimes called the law of attraction. It seems to be a popular subject this time of year, probably because we're in the first part of the year where people are just trying to manifest their New Year's resolutions. As relationship transformation coaches, we talk about how to use the power of attraction, and more importantly, teach you the vital last step in the process that most of you are missing. So, what exactly is the power of attraction?
Well, if you Google the phrase power of attraction, it is more commonly known as the law of attraction. And there are a lot of theories of how to use the law of attraction to manifest your dreams, to make your dreams come true. We tend to think of this a little differently. Not exactly a law per se, but more of a practice of your own personal powers. You may be leveraging the universe to manifest your dreams, but you must utilize your own personal powers, your mental strength, to actually realize your dreams and goals. Therefore, we call this the power of attraction. In order to attract something you want, you must use your own powers.
The power of attraction seems to be a mostly misunderstood concept. Most people think the power of attraction is all woo-woo, somewhat magical, and all you have to do is to wish for something really, really hard and think about it all the time and you will magically get it. That may work for some simple things, but not all things work out that way. For example, if you want to lose weight and look hot, you may wish and meditate on it and hope to look hot and lose weight. Well, let me ask you this. How's that working out for you? If it was that easy, all lazy people and couch potatoes would look hot like models and have six-pack abs. Well, if you haven't lost any weight yet, then you probably want to keep listening. But first, a disclaimer alert. We're not claiming that you will look hot just by listening to us. But we do know a thing or two about the power of attraction and how to activate it.
In some cases, it really is that simple, like getting the perfect parking spot in a busy parking lot. It usually works out really well for us. For example, on a sunny day, we like to hang out in Santana Row, which is an outdoor shopping and dining area in San Jose, California. Now, parking in Santana Row is notorious for being difficult, even with all the parking lots all around it. It is a really popular spot that has great restaurants and we like to eat. Santana Row is essentially one main strip that stretches out about 3 blocks long. Along the main strip, there are a few parking spaces where you can parallel park. Now, that one that we particularly like is the parking spot right outside the Tesla store where Tesla showcases their Model S and Model X. Now, on our way to Santana Row, we always envision ourselves parked right there. And magically, there is that one that we typically park almost every time. Now, we just say it's not a law, it's practice of our own mind power, so we don't get it all the time, but mostly works out fine. Another common example that is widely used is when you want to buy a car. Once you've decided on a particular year, make, model, color options on a car, you will suddenly see that particular car everywhere. I know this is true because when we ordered our car a few years ago, it took Tesla about 6 weeks to deliver the car. And during those 6 weeks, all we saw was that exact blue Tesla Model S everywhere. Does that mean that all of a sudden there are more Teslas on the road? Of course not. Here's the theory behind this phenomenon.
Our brain, no matter how smart you think you are, or maybe perhaps you are, tends to filter out about 99% of everything around us. Now think about that. At any given moment, you will only consciously notice a few things. For example, right now, you're reading this blog, maybe watching this on a video, or listening to us on a podcast. You hardly notice the AC blowing down onto you, the plane that just flew by overhead, or how your clothes feel on your body. But now that I mention it and it's now in your consciousness, all of a sudden, if you go from AC, that's weird, right? There are constantly a million things going on all around us, but our brains are programmed to only consciously notice a few things at any given moment. And we only notice things that we are really, really looking for. Otherwise, we'll probably all go insane if we cannot filter out all the noise around us. Now back to the car example. Once we have a particular car in our mind, it programmed our brain to notice that car more, to see all those Teslas that were already all around us in the first place. After all, the factory is only 10 miles from where we live, and it is a public car around this area. We just never noticed it before, because we just weren't consciously looking for it.
So that's what the power attraction really means. It is a way of activating that part of your brain so that you will start noticing and seeking out the things that you are really looking for. In simple cases like getting a favorite parking spot, the power of attraction usually works out pretty good for us. But I know you're not dreaming about getting a perfect parking spot. Your dreams and goals are much bigger, and yes, they should be. Now, dreams and goals tend to fall into 5 different areas. About your health, like your health and fitness goals, your weight, you know, body shape, stuff like that. Your employment or your career, which may also be your entrepreneurial efforts, your business. And your assets and finances, your money, stuff, cars. Your relationships, husbands, wives, family, kids. And of course, your time and freedom, meaning how you spend your spare time when you're not working. It may be a sports activities, music, hobbies, or community work, whatever it is that lights up your life.
For example, like we said earlier, during New Year's, a lot of people like to make a resolution to lose weight and get healthier and look hot. Now, just using the power attraction to meditate on your dream body and dream weight to really, really believe that you actually achieve what you want is great. But it won't happen unless you actually take some type of action. By action, I mean to eat healthier, to eat better, cleaner, and to do consistent exercises that are suitable for your body type. After all, you can't just magically lose weight, can you, by just thinking about it? The most common use of the power attraction is for someone to look for their mate, their boyfriend, a girlfriend, perhaps a lover, partner, someone to spend your life with, someone to fall in love with. Now, finding someone you love isn't really quite as simple as wishing for a good parking spot. You need to know exactly what you want. What's their age group? What's their ethnicity? Their hobbies? Their hair color? Their eye color? Their strengths and weaknesses? What's their family background and what's their health situation? Are they active or are they sedentary? In fact, we strongly recommend that you build an avatar in your mind of the person you're looking for.
Start with their appearance, their looks. And don't say to yourself, I don't care how she looks, he or she looks, as long as they have a good heart. That's not how the power attraction works. If you don't know what you want, the universe doesn't know either. For example, if you're looking at a fruit bowl that has oranges, apples, grapes, pears, peaches, bananas, and all sorts of other fruits, everything looks good. They probably all taste good. But how do you choose without knowing what you want? If you know you're looking for a red, delicious apple, then reach for the apple and ignore everything else. It's that simple. For that perfect person, start with how they look, their age, weight, height, length of hair, hairstyle, eye color, particular features like dimples. No. Then you can move on to other attributes. The kind of sports and exercises that they like to do, the kind of music they like, the type of family they have, and the type of friends they like to hang out with, the movies they like to watch, which actors they like, and the books they like to read.
And then, if you do plan to spend the rest of your life with this particular person, you have to figure out your non-negotiables, which usually revolves around children. Whether you want kids or not, and if you do, how many? And how far are you willing to go if you couldn't have any, or vice versa? Other important non-negotiables may be your religion, how they treat your parents, that's very important for some people, how much emphasis you place on your careers, or things like that. An important factor that most people miss is that you need to share common goals. Figure out what your life goals are, how you want to contribute to the community, and when and what are your retirement plans. And that person ideally should share the same goals as you, or at least be supportive of your dreams and goals, right? When you build your avatar, this dream person that you want to be with, be as specific as you can. Write it down on a piece of paper or a note in your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. By writing it down, it is reinforcing in your brain to go out and seek out this particular person.
The fact is, this person is already here. They don't just pop out of nowhere. They didn't come from Mars. You just weren't seeing him or her because you weren't looking for them. Just like the Apple or the blue Tesla, you won't see what you want until you know what you're looking for. But while a lot of people do go this far for using the power of attraction to find a love, most of them will still not be successful. Why? They are missing one critical last step. If your goal is to get healthy, you need to make a change. You need to change your eating habits, do exercise. You have to change your lifestyle, and that's what's difficult. Making changes is difficult for most people, especially if you are comfortable with where you are. What about that person that you dream about, the one that you have detailed out on paper? Where are they and why is it so hard to find them? Well, that person is already here, but he or she is also not seeing you because you're not their avatar either.
So here's the last step to manifest the power attraction when looking for the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. Wow, what a mouthful. Every man or woman we speak to is missing this critical last step, and it's really quite simple. Now, first you read through everything you wrote down about this person that you want to be with. Figure out what type of person he or she would be looking for. On a separate sheet of paper, write down all the attributes that this person will want for their significant other. Once again, don't skimp out on details and be specific as you can. This is their dream partner. This is their dream lover they're looking for. And just go and be that person. It's just that simple. Change you so that you can be someone that will attract your dream lover.
For instance, if your dream person is fit and slim, who enjoys doing yoga and exercises and hiking, and you are a couch potato that doesn't do anything, sorry, you're not a match. Figure out what that person would be looking for and start changing yourself to make you attractive to that person. It is not necessarily how you look, but it may be a particular skill, a hobby, a mindset, or a life experience. We know that change is difficult. That is why most people don't change, and that is also why most people don't get what they want. But look at it another way. If you don't change yourself now, if you don't become a better version of yourself, then when? When will you change? There is a time in your life when it becomes too late to change. A time when all you can do is to regret and to think about all the things that you didn't get or you didn't do because you didn't change. You just didn't take the necessary action to get what you dreamed of. So, don't wait. Don't wait until next year, change now. Turn on your power attraction to seek out and find your soulmate now. They are looking for you too. Until next time, love what you live and live what you love.